Good morning. It's Friday, December 5th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. A major election fight took a sharp turn in Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed the state to use its newly redrawn congressional map for the 2026 midterms, handing Republicans a significant advantage. The unsigned 6-3 ruling overturns a lower court's finding that the map was likely a racial gerrymander. Liberal justices dissented, saying the decision harms minority communities. Governor Greg Abbott celebrated the ruling, calling it a win for Texas values, while Democrats accused the court of enabling discrimination. With the new map potentially adding up to 5 GOP seats, the decision sets the stage for an even more heated election season ahead. Another news. A rare move from a federal grand jury has put an end, at least for now, to efforts to charge New York Attorney General Letitia James. After a judge dismissed the initial case, jurors declined to indict her on allegations of bank fraud. This marks another setback for prosecutors appointed by President Trump, who have targeted officials he once clashed with, including James and former FBI Director James Comey. James called the accusations baseless and politically motivated. Legal experts note how unusual it is for grand juries to reject a prosecutor's request. The Justice Department must now decide whether to pursue the matter further. Around the world, a high-stakes diplomatic meeting unfolded in New Delhi as Russian President Vladimir Putin met Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the first time in 4 years. India, once Russia's top arms and oil buyer, is balancing Western pressure while seeking peace in Ukraine. Modi told Putin that India supports every effort for peace, while Putin praised India's engagement in exploring a settlement. The leaders discussed defense cooperation, energy trade, and new ventures in technology and space, with the U.S. pressuring India over Russian oil imports and tariffs still unresolved. The summit underscored New Delhi's delicate balancing act between Moscow and Washington. Another news. Eurovision is facing one of its biggest political crises in years. After Israel was cleared to participate in the 2026 contest, 4 countries, Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Slovenia, announced they will withdraw. Broadcasters argued that competing alongside Israel is impossible amid the civilian toll in Gaza. The European Broadcasting Union declined to vote on Israel's participation, but introduced new rules aimed at reducing political influence. Still, several countries say the changes don't go far enough. With more broadcasters considering boycotts, the contest organizers now face pressure to preserve both participation and credibility before next year's event. Another news. Germany is reshaping its defense strategy. Lawmakers have approved the return of voluntary military service for 18-year-olds, aiming to rebuild the Bundeswehr after years of decline. Beginning in 2026, all young men must fill out a mandatory interest questionnaire, with women able to opt in, as Berlin seeks to strengthen its force in response to Russia's aggression. Students across the country plan strikes, arguing the move drags youth into militarization. Officials say voluntary service will remain the priority, but warn compulsory service could return if security conditions worsen. Germany hopes to grow its military to meet NATO expectations and reassure allies. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.